Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 24. And today we're going to be talking about how to ask other people to pray for you. Not asking what their requests are, but specifying what you would like them to pray about for you. How do you feel about that? I feel a bit funny about that at times, I've realized. Is it wrong to ask people to pray for us? Is it a bit selfish? Do you feel uncomfortable with that? Is there a right way to do it, a wrong way to do it? I think it's very important that we think about this. And it's on my mind because I received a prayer request this morning from a friend of mine for someone else. And so I pray for that person, and that's fine. But it made me realize that I don't often receive prayer requests from people for themselves. It's more often for a friend or something like that. Why don't people ask me for me to pray for them about specific things? And then, of course, maybe reflect even further that actually I don't ask other people to pray for me very often. I will give people a prayer request if they ask me, but not very often do I go to somebody and say, please pray about this for me, this is my need. Why do I do that? And what encouragement might the Bible give me to do that if it's right, and on how to do it? So we're going to look at three things today. The first is here in Hebrews chapter 13. Interesting book, not much about prayer in it. Hebrews 5, Jesus' prayer life, we learn a lot, but not much about prayer until we get right to the end here in chapter 13. And what do we learn? I think quite interesting things. In chapter 13, verse 18, the writer says, pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Very interesting. So our first point is this. If we're going to ask people to pray for us, we must ask specifically. Be specific in what you request and what you're asking for. You see how the writer here asks for two very specific things. The first is that he be restored to them soon. So they must know that he's been separated from them. And now he says, please pray that I can come back and be with you. But secondly, not only to be restored, but to be restored soon. Not at any point, not vague, not please pray I'll be restored to you whenever, but soon. So two very specific things, to be restored and to do that soon. I think it really helps if we ask people to pray for us specifically. I'm happy if people pray for me generally, but I am a particular person with particular needs at a particular time, and therefore letting people know what the particular requests and needs are, I think can help us. Helps in our relationship, but also helps the prayers be more meaningful. But to the person praying and to me, if I know people are praying for me. And so he tells them, I want to be restored to you, and I want it to be soon. Please pray for those two things. Jesus, of course, tells us it's okay to pray specifically for our own needs. In Luke chapter 11, pray that for your daily bread, pray that your sins will be forgiven. These are very specific personal needs. And if it's okay to pray for our own needs specifically, it must be all right to ask other people to pray for us specifically. So that's the first thing. Be specific in your request. The second thing is this. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 6 here. And look at the example of Paul writing to the Ephesians and giving them a request. So chapter 6, verse 19, if you want to follow along with me. In chapter 6 of Ephesians and verse 19, Paul says this. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So there's Paul asking the Ephesians to pray for him. And this is our second point, which is to ask for things that will also benefit others. When asking for our own needs, we are also mindful of the fact that whatever our needs are could benefit somebody else. And so what Paul is asking for here is prayers that he would declare the gospel fearlessly, partly for himself, but such that in doing so, others will be benefited because they will hear the gospel. That's what he wants to do well. He wants to do it well, to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, that he may declare it, and the it there is the gospel, who to other people, fearlessly as he should. So he's being very specific in his requests, and he's mindful of the fact, and I think it may help the people praying for him, that they know also that this is for him so that others may benefit. When we give people requests, We should be thinking about who else may benefit: our spouse, our children, our friends, the church around us, our community, our work colleagues, the lost in this world. So think about when you're asking for people to pray for you, what is the benefit to other people? And make that part of your prayer request. So please pray that I be patient, because it will help my children to respond better to my instructions. Or please help me to be at peace about this challenging situation with my health, because then I won't be a burden to my spouse, or things like that. So be specific in your prayer requests, but also be mindful of how it may benefit others and make that part of your request to other people. That's the second thing. The third thing is, well, we see it already in this passage, but we're also going to look at Romans 15. The third thing is to be vulnerable in your requests. Sometimes we miss this, but in Paul's letters and the other epistles, there's something personal behind these things. So when he says, pray for me that I may declare it fearlessly, he's admitting that he is at the moment not quite in the right place to do that, which means that he is fearful rather than fearless. He's afraid of doing this, and therefore he wants to have them pray for that. And that's a vulnerable thing, isn't it? One of the things I think might be behind my reluctance in asking other people to pray for me specifically is that I might be revealing weakness to them, and I don't like to appear weak. Of course I'm weak, like we are all weak. Paul said, I'm weak like everybody else. I am too, but I don't necessarily want to advertise the fact. And I think this pride, this fear, is behind a lack of the vulnerability that would then enable me to give appropriate requests that people can then pray for me, and that would make a big difference to me. So we see that also in Romans chapter 15. If we just zip over there, we see something similar in Paul writing towards the end of Romans chapter 15, and in verse 30. He says this: I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle for praying to God for me. Another request. Pray, specifically, that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will, and in your company be refreshed. So lovely, lovely request right there. It is specific. It is about benefiting others as well. This will make a big difference to other people. But it's also vulnerable again. He talks about his struggle. He's already in a struggle. He isn't just the victorious, all-conquering Paul. He's in a struggle right here. And he is afraid that he will not be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea. He's afraid for his own safety. He has concerns about that. Some anxiety that the contribution he takes may not be favorably received. Otherwise, why is he asking, making this request? So there's vulnerability here. And if the great Apostle Paul was willing to be vulnerable with churches that he'd never visited or he'd planted or that were junior to him in the faith, how much more it behoves all of us to be vulnerable in our prayer requests, saying, this is what I need. I wish I didn't have to ask it, but I do. So if the Apostle Paul, if the writer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, if they felt the need to ask people to pray for them and to be specific and to mention the benefit to others and to be personally vulnerable, how much more we could do with being like them and taking our vulnerability in our hands and laying our requests before other people. It would surely make a big difference to our sense of community in our churches if we were praying for one another with understanding of what one another needs. And some of that, yes, I'm happy for people to ask me what my prayer requests are, but how much better sometimes for me just to volunteer it and say, here I am, here are my needs, please pray for me. It's like joining hands together in Christ, praying together for one another. So what do you think about all these ideas? How do you feel about asking people to pray for you? Do you find it easy? If so, why? If you find it difficult, again, if so, what's the reason for that? Please post a comment. Let me know what you think about what I'm saying here, what we see in the Bible about it. I would love to know your experiences of this, what you find useful when praying for other people when they give you their requests, or you find as being the benefit when you ask other people. If you've got any tips as to how we can do this well, please post a comment. Please post it wherever you hear or see this recording or read this blog. We learn best when we learn in community. So let me know. And one other thing I'd like to make a request for is please pass the link on to this to one other person who might benefit from these recordings. Well, until the next time, I hope that you have wonderful quiet times, terrific times of prayer and meditation and mindfulness with God. I pray the Bible comes alive for you. That's the goal of these recordings. If you've got any suggestions or any ideas, please let me know and spread the word. Take care and God bless.